Hi everyone, 欢迎来到酒馆，在这里遇见更广阔的世界。酒馆的旗舰小班直播口语课第27期5月开班，因此4月29号晚上8点我们会在 CC Talk 上开一次体验课，两个多小时干货满满，可以上麦互动的全英文体验课，错过就要等两个多月啦，赶快联系小助手占座吧，微信号是 LULUXJG， 我们在酒馆等你。Hi everyone, and welcome back to Britain Under the Microscope. 欢迎回来，闲话英文。Hi, Alan.
Hi, Lulu. Hi, everyone.
It's very difficult for me to imagine, even though that I lived in the UK and talked to many British people, but still, because for me, I come from a completely different background.
Yeah.
I would have to say, sometimes in China, you hear these debates. We're not, you know, like an immigration country or immigrant country, but still, when there are more people pouring in from other countries.
Mm.
But I know it's a sensitive topic, but you do hear people say, like, voicing their concerns about what this will do to, for example, your own belief system, your values, your culture. I know in China, they're really nominal number,
yeah,
minimalistic numbers, but...There's still that concern. I'm just wondering if British people are ever concerned about not losing something that's intrinsically British or English.
I would say yes, there is that concern, particularly if some people feel that the value system or the beliefs of immigrants clashes with what we consider as British values.
Mm.
But the problem is that we can't really define what so-called British values actually are. If you ask me as a British person, what would be considered British? I wouldn't really be able to tell you.
So it's not based on race or ethnicity?
It's not based on race or ethnicity. I would say, to a certain extent, it's based more on belief and values.
Mm. This might be the major difference between China and the UK, because for us it's a lot about blood, about ethnicity.
Yeah.In the UK, I would say it's a lot less about that. For some people, it is. And even that, I don't quite understand. Because what it means to be British is such a fluid concept.
Mm.
It's always changing. And I don't think anyone can really define what it is to be British.
Mm. Yeah, but you are perhaps very liberal-minded in this.
I probably am.
Mm.The other thing that I think many people, even if we put the whole cultural identity, 把这个文化身份认同先放一边, just realistically or pragmatically, I think many voters in the UK, they were worried about overstretching or overstretched public services.
Yeah.
Or like health services, housing, etc., etc.
Yeah, exactly. That was the main concern, that immigrants add to overstretched public services and housing.Now, to be honest, for me, I don't quite agree with that.
Mm.
Because housing is a problem in the UK, no matter what. It's always been a problem in the UK. And public services, most of our public services rely on immigrants.
That is true, because you just have to take one look at NHS workers. A lot of immigrants.
Yeah.
Mm.
And the thing, it's only around 15% of the UK population who are foreign born.
I love the fact that you say only around 15%, because for us, this is an unthinkable number.
There are some cities in the world where it goes up to about 60%.
Wow, 60%. Then who are the locals? Who are the immigrants?
And that's the whole thing. I don't think it really matters, because most immigrants work hard, they pay their taxes.
Mm.
So why...Can't they live in the UK? Why can't they just live their lives? They don't break the law. They just live their lives as honest citizens.
Yeah, I mean, I have to admit, although I consider myself quite liberal-minded, but when it comes to immigration, I do have my own, like, concerns about... For example, if you think in the future, the whole trend is going to be, we're all blended together.
Yeah.
But then we will have to...rethink about our cultural identity, what defines us, would there still be the idea of cultural identity?
Well, to be honest, that I don't quite agree with.
Mm.
Because ultimately, humans will always try to seek some form of cultural identity.
Mm.
It's just that the cultural identity, the values, the belief, and what is considered the culture changes.
Mm-hmm. All right. So far, we've actually had a lot of talks, debates, and... But now let's look at the pragmatics.
Yeah.
So now, how easy it is to immigrate to the UK, just out of curiosity?
From this spring, the government have made it harder. Immigrants will have to earn £37,800 to get a skilled visitor visa.
But that's only a visitor visa.
Yeah, so that would allow them to work in the UK.
I see. 所以就说如果是要工作的话就必须得那个线是£37,800
Yeah.
差不多四万镑的样子也就是人民币三十几万一年、
uh-huh. Except if they're working in health or social care.
Oh, I see. Because you need them.
Yeah.
You desperately needing workers in、
exactly.
health or social care.、
And the controversial part of this as well, well, I'll say it's all quite controversial, is that to bring a foreign spouse to the UK, British citizens have to earn the same amount of money.
Oh, 这个 spousal visa, 就是如果作为一个英国人他如果他的配偶是外国人他想把他带过去在英国一起住的话这个英国公民必须也得赚到这个钱这个基准线以上、
yeah.
Otherwise, they won't get the spousal visa.
Exactly.、And there have been a few cases where married couples can't actually live together because the British spouse can't get enough money to bring them over to the UK, which I find just ridiculous.
Although I can see where they're...coming from.
Yeah.
But it does sound quite rotten.
It is.
Yeah. What about refugees? 如果是难民的话?
Well, the UK has signed the UN Convention to provide protection to those seeking refuge and also for asylum seekers as well.
就是避难的那种。For example, political asylum.
Yeah. Or refugees because of war or natural disasters.
I see. So when we are talking aboutthe pushback against immigrants,、yeah. waves of immigration. I think perhaps some British citizens or British nationals, what they're against is not normal immigration、going through the procedures. It's more illegal immigration. That's what people are worried about.
That is quite controversial. So the government have launched a campaign called Stop the Boats.
Is this about people who are trying to sneak into the UK by boats?
Yeah.In 2023, around 30,000 people arrived in the UK by small boats crossing the channel.
So they're coming from where?
They're coming from Africa, the Middle East, Asia. They're coming from all over the world. So they go through Europe, and it's normally people traffickers that bring them over.
就那种蛇头, snakeheads.
Yeah. They get to France, and then they basically try to cross the channel...in really dangerous boats, almost like rubber dinghies.
Yeah, and sometimes this will lead to death, casualties.
Absolutely. Unfortunately, it's happened a few times when these boats have capsized or they have sunk, and these people are in the middle of the channel.
And once they're in the UK, I assume it's the whole thing. It's the same thing, like it's illegal to hire illegal immigrants, if you know.They're illegal immigrants.
It's illegal to rent a house out to an illegal immigrant.
But what if you don't know?
You have to do checks. So if you rent a house out to someone, you have to see their passport. You have to make sure that they're legally allowed to stay in the UK.
Yeah, because there's so many issues with illegal immigrants, not just to the host country, but it's also, for example, exploitation, abuse and all of that.
Yeah.And the government have launched a very controversial plan to send illegal immigrants to Rwanda in Africa.
Why?
Well, this is meant to act as a deterrent. So they come to the UK and then we send them to Africa.
But why Rwanda?
Well, I think Rwanda was willing to accept them.
Okay.
And they send them to Rwanda while their claims are being processed. Now, this is incredibly controversial. The governments are pushing...forward on this, but the law courts and some MPs and a lot of the public have fought against this plan to the point where one of the planes was about to take off, but then they had to stop it because the law court decided that it was illegal to do that.
Oh, I see. But I don't know who thought of that plan and thought that was a great plan.
I don't either. I think it's an incredibly stupid idea.
Okay. And let's wrap up this really, really
heavy topic, really complex, controversial topic here. Now, I just want to make it very clear that whatever we say today, really, it's not trying to lead you on any type of perspectives. Really, it's just to sharing what is going on in the UK, and what Alan is sharing is also what British people are thinking about, essentially.
Well, exactly. Mm. The thing is, this is a controversial issue. So I would say it's up to you to decide what you believe in. Mm. So we've given you the facts, and I would say whatever your opinion is, then that's your opinion.
Exactly, exactly. I think that's all we can do, really. Leave us a comment in the comment section if you would like to share your opinion. And or you can also request any other topics you want us to talk about in the show.
Hopefully a little bit less heavy than this one.
Sorry I brought this one up. But thank you, Alan, for coming to the studio.
Thanks, Lulu. Thanks, everyone.
We'll see you next time.
Bye.
Bye.
酒馆的旗舰小班直播口语课第27期5月开班。因此4月29号晚上8点我们会在 CC Talk 上开一次体验课。两个多小时干货满满可以上麦互动的全英文体验课。错过就要等两个多月了。赶快联系小助手占座吧。微信号是 LULUXJG。我们在酒馆等你。